The Huddle. Powered in part by Reuben James, Main Street Burlington, RJSBurlington.com, Agave Taco and Tequila Casa, Maple Tree Place, Williston. Order online at AgaveVT.com. And by Grazer's Restaurant. Go beyond the burger. Maple Tree Place, Williston. And inside the 14th Star Brewery in St. Albans. Order online at Grazer'sVT.com. Now, it's The Huddle on 101.3 The Game. 101.3TheGame.com, the 101.3 The Game app, and video streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/1013TheGame.
Good afternoon. You're in The Huddle. 101.3 The Game, all accounted for. Intern 12 is here. TJ's here. Rich is here. Artie's here. How you doing today, handsome?
Wow, you had it pretty good there. You hit a new note. It's like a singer who loses his voice.
I'm like Bobby, Peter Brady.
Peter Brady.
Changes.
No, it is when it's time to change. There you go. There you go out there. How you doing today, handsome? What's going on?
This is the day that I have been dreaming of.
What was that?
And it only has to do with one thing, and that's the weather.
72 and beautiful.
Absolutely a perfect day. I went out hiking, went up Mount Philo.
But you didn't call me again. I was going to meet you.
To hike up Mount Philo?
Up Mount Philo.
Have you ever heard of Mount Philo?
Of course. You talked about it last time. I was ready to meet you, but you didn't want to meet me. So what time did you go?
12:30.
I would have met you. Perfect. Yeah. Perfect timing. Would have worked out. I'm begging you next time. Give me a call.
It just was one of those days where you just could not be inside.
Well, actually, I don't know if I could have met you today.
Okay. And that is because?
I've been busy around here fixing things and...
Oh, here we go.
That didn't take long.
Oh, here we go.
This is like our worst nightmare. We had a problem today.
A problem?
It was a password problem.
A problem? Emergency?
Yeah. Actually, in our mind, it was an emergency. And all the personnel around here that could have fixed it just ignored us and laughed.
We couldn't get on the Town Fair Tire text line.
Right. That was the problem.
It was completely down. We called the engineer. We called IT. We called the tech people. We called AT&T. We called every initial in the book.
We called Mr. T.
Mr. T.
I pity the fool.
We asked TJ to look at it. We asked Rich to look at it. Nobody could fix it. Nobody. Nobody.
Ice T.
Nobody stands.
But who fixed it, Rich?
You didn't have anything to do with fixing the text line. You fixed my computer because it wouldn't allow me in on the password.
Who fixed it, Rich?
The password started working after you tried it. Yes.
So I didn't do anything is what you're trying to say.
Well, the fact that Intern 12's also fixed itself at the same time.
Jamie, was it? Was Intern Jamie in here?
And he was.
And could he help you?
No.
But your buddy Arnie did he? Right? But your buddy Arnie did.
My buddy Arnie.
So here's the deal.
But I fixed it, not?
You were around when it became operational.
I fixed mine way before yours was even running, and he still couldn't fix yours.
Here's the deal. The vendor that we use for this piece of equipment was having a technical support issue.
Not true. I got my computer
happened
fixed.
To clear up just as Arnie touched Rich's computer.
It was down 4 hours. It was down 4 hours. What am I, like Fonzie hitting the jukebox and then it is playing?
Hey.
I got my computer working way before yours was working. Just give me a little credit. I do everything around here. Intern Jamie couldn't fix squat.
It was a complete coincidence that the computer righted itself while you were sitting in
Peter
front of
says,
it.
Peter says, I would have been in distress without the Town Fair Tire text line.
So would have I, since that's half the show.
He said, thank goodness Arnie fixed it.
Here's the deal. Rich, the sooner we agree with him, the sooner we can move on.
Ryan says Rich is happy because it's perfect sleeping weather in parking lots.
He's just like, actually, there was a text a little bit earlier that asked if you took a nap at the top of Mount Philo.
Dale said, Rich, perfect night to sleep outside of your favorite bar's lawn.
Wow, they're pouring in.
Already, right off the bat.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
See, no, we wouldn't have had any of that if I didn't fix it. None of all that would have been thrown right out the window.
So, did you ever hear the phrase, choose your battles? Just agree with them so we can move on.
Yeah, so we can move on to talk about the bleeping Bruins.
I want you to be bitter that I had to fix everything around here.
I'm bitter anyway.
I got to fix the
I'm the happiest the bitter
board.
Guy in the world.
I got to engineer everything. I do everything around here. It's tiring, absolutely tiring.
Yeah, you look exhausted.
Even consultant Sam says there's no such thing as a coincidence. Arnie knows best. Yeah, yeah. The thing was down 4 hours, and I put my grubby hands on it. All of a sudden, I fix it like Fonzie because, oh, it must be working now. Arnie's touching it.
Listen.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, Rich.
Listen, I want you to pace yourself. I don't want this 6.5-hour work week to get to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be careful out there. You're not small and you're not young.
Tell him what I said. Well, if the Town Fair Tire Texan wasn't going to work, tell him what I was going to do.
You were going to cancel the show.
That's exactly what I was going to do. Did I not bring in the boss in here?
And, of course, at 72 and sunny, I would have been perfectly okay with that.
And did I bring in the boss in here?
Yes, you did.
And I said...
He was very unhappy because he's busy because he has 12 other radio stations to deal with.
I could care less about that.
And you took 7 minutes that he can't have back.
And I said, we're not doing the show if the Town Fair Tire text line is not working. I go, that's like having Star do their show without music. He disagreed with the analogy.
You're right, because the text line is a huge part. That's our way of communicating with our beloved listeners, even the ones that hate us.
Exactly. So I said, we're not going to do the show. And he just looked at me like... Well, you have to do the show. I go, not today. It ain't going to happen today.
So you would have had a 5-hour work week instead of 7.
We would add today off. Could you imagine doing the show without all the... What was the show like before we even got the text line?
I know we never used to have a text
line. My wife sold this.
We used to have something, the caller of the week, and we'd get like 3 phone calls.
Yeah.
Other than that, it was me and Chris or me and AJ or whoever we were talking about.
Consultant Sam, although maybe Arnie sabotaged it 5 hours ago, it looks like he fixed the conspiracy.
To make it look like he fixed it.
No, I did fix it. I did. How does Arnie not have a broken hand about patting himself on the back?
It's been surgically repaired several times.
Exactly.
Ryan from Williston. Arnie can fix the studio, but he can't paint a room in his own house.
That's still getting painted. It's a bigger project than I thought.
How many minutes does that take?
It should be done tomorrow.
So it's taking multiple days? For a 3-foot by 2-foot patch?
Tim and Shelburne, one of our listeners, is doing it.
Oh, well, then that's okay.
And you know what I know so funny? I go, so did you finish the room? He's like, no, we're going to finish up tomorrow. I go, what do you mean you're going to finish up tomorrow?
And how he talks?
Yeah, I go.
So he's from the South.
So he's from Jericho.
He's from Jericho. And he goes, it's only 1 o'clock. I go, you could probably hammer this out in like a couple hours. Yeah, but we're going fishing. And he started showing me the pictures of him fishing. He goes, we don't call it fishing. We call it catching. Mm-hmm. I told you, and he showed me some of the fishing. He catches jaws also. It's so easy, I'm telling you.
Did you tell him that?
He said, oh, I'll take you out to our special place. You got no problem. I may never make it back, but I'll go out there. So, hopefully that'll get done soon.
I'll give him $50 if he takes you.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. I'm sure you would. How will TJ and Rich survive next week without Arnie? Yeah, I'm on vacation next week.
That's actually bad news.
I'm on vacation.
It means I have to actually do something.
Yeah. I'm just going to be sitting by the ocean getting fat and fatter.
I guess I better read up in the off-season New York Giants stuff.
Yeah.
Because Jeff Paul is taking, he better bring some of his product in every day.
By the way, Dwight says the poorhouse stocked up on Count Chocula for breakfast for you. Because you like to sleep outside the place.
Yes. Oh, do I?
Yeah. Hey, Rich, I attached this video for you to watch with the boys. During next break, this could be what you, TJ, and Arnie could do as friends.
I was able to watch 10 seconds of it, and it's a guy kicking a gigantic ball and knocking all the items out of someone's hands who's trying to move. So I'm not sure what it is, but... I promise I don't have COVID. That was just a cough.
By the way, happy birthday to my lovely wife, Beth.
Oh!
It's her 29th birthday. Her 30th anniversary of her 29th birthday. No, she's only... how old is she?
I don't think you should tell. Really? You're going to tell people?
She looks like half.
You never tell a woman.
Looks like half your age.
I know she does look half my age.
Yes. You outkicked your coverage.
Unless she's your mother.
I'm a trophy husband. So.
Incidentally, today is my mother's birthday as well.
Oh, happy birthday.
My sainted mother.
Is she also 59?
She's 84.
Wow. Yeah. Plattsburgh said when there was no text line, there was actually talk about sports.
Ouch.
Ouch. Wow.
Yeah, when our ratings were really low.
Yeah, I'm taking my wife out for her birthday dinner today.
Oh.
KFC.
KFC.
Where?
KFC.
No, you're not going to KFC. Where are you going?
What's wrong with KFC?
The Colonel awaits.
Corn and cluck for under a buck. My father used to live off that when we were poor.
Is that a real saying?
Corn and cluck for under a buck. My dad would get off the bus. He was hungry, and for 99 cents, you get a big piece of chicken, and corn, and the lady liked my dad, so she threw an extra piece there. So he'd get two pieces of chicken and corn for 99 cents when he got off the bus.
Oh, those were the days.
Corn and cluck for under a buck.
Wow.
No, that's where I'm going to take my wife.
Wendy says that $5 bag alert. Bag.
Yeah, I'm sick of that commercial. I'll choke you out if I hear that.
Shane in Burlington says, Arnie, how much does Beth weigh while you're at it?
Wow. She calls herself fat. She's a lot.
She weighs about literally 90 pounds.
No, she's more than that.
105?
No, she's probably like a buck 20.
Okay, so 25. She's really small, in other words.
Well, she's not a big.
So it's two people going in opposite directions.
Well, she could tone up a little bit. No, I'm just kidding.
So where are you going?
We're going to go to the Essex.
Oh, all right. That's fancy.
Because we could sit, not really. We're going to sit outside, music, and my son's in town and just eat, then that's it.
What time are your reservations?
5:30.
So we could have a crowd there.
Because Rich and I were planning.
I'm going to leave early.
Yeah. Funny, Rich and I were planning on going to that place tonight, too.
Yeah. No Lake Monsters tonight. I'm free at 6 o'clock.
By the way, Jim in San Diego just sent the picture of me out on my on my vacation, Rich. Take a look at that one.
There's so many texts, I can't even keep track of
them. The old man wearing a European thong, I think.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, that could be me.
I don't know if I want to see that.
It looks like the Plattsburgh Beach when the Canadians come down.
Yeah, so anyway, so I'll take her out to dinner, and that's because I didn't buy her anything.
Oh,
gross.
I got her a card. Totally forgot it was her birthday this
morning. You didn't get her anything.
Every day is her birthday, Rich. Every day is her birthday.
And why is that, Arnold?
Because she's married to me. So there you go.
Yeah, what a catch you are.
Yeah, right I'm a catch. Don't you forget it. Can you imagine? How many men are there in the world, and she ended up getting stuck with me?
I know it.
How perfect is that for her?
It's a miracle.
She probably had eight lead paint as a kid or something. I don't know.
Absolutely a miracle.
I'm trying to find some more reviews for your hotel that you're staying in since it's coming up next week.
Hey, real quick, did you hear that they're opening up a new, remember I told you I was going to go to the Zippo Museum?
What is that, lighters?
That's the lighters.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah, I was passing by it. I was actually first in line. It was 8:45, and I didn't want to wait the 15 minutes. So I'm like, God, the hell, let's just get out of here.
What can you possibly see at a lighter museum?
I'm thinking of Zippo lighter.
Right.
I'm thinking about the free Zippos.
I mean, if it was a Zappa museum, I'd go.
Well, they just opened up a new museum in Rochester for game shows. About all
that'd
the historic.
Kind of fun.
I was going to say, we grew up on game shows.
Well, they show you. You I agree. Weren't you? Weren't you on
the newlywed game? What was your favorite? I loved Let's Make a Deal.
Oh, with
Monty Hall.
They
could have
called you and Beth. They could have called you and Beth and had you come do the grand opening.
Yeah, exactly.
Monty Hall, the pride of Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Is he?
Yes, I think so.
Get out of here. That, of course, The Price is Right, too.
Absolutely, with Bob Barker.
Yeah, that was.
Don't forget to spay in New York.
And then what was the one? Well, they have six celebrities. Well, that was the tic-tac-toe one. I forget what that
was. I like the $10,000 pyramid.
Oh, with Bill Cohen. Yeah. You want to hear a fact about that guy? When the show ended.
I went to high school with him.
No, when the show ended, when the round ended, they'd cut to a commercial break, and then you'd come back and see him in the final round where they're sitting down. That's because he had a bad limp. He got polio as a kid.
Oh, wow.
Because comes from like eight siblings, and they forgot which one they vaccinated, which one they didn't. They forgot to vaccinate him. And he got polio.
Wow. Well,
that was Bill Cullen.
We just lost our entire 30 and under audience.
And probably, yeah.
Peter says tic-tac-toe.
Oh, yeah.
With Wink Martindale.
I always liked Press Your Luck.
Yeah, but that was like a newer one.
Remember
that was the one, no whammies. Yeah, big money, no whammies.
Yeah, remember the Who, What, and Where show?
No.
Because we went to a taping of that when we were in
New
York City.
Who, What, or Where?
I was 8 years old.
Oh, how about To Tell the Truth?
Yeah, with Bill Cullen.
He was he did everything back then, huh? You had to try to figure out who was telling the truth, and the pyramid was a good one too.
Absolutely, I used to watch that every morning.
I mean, that was like big money—the $25,000 pyramid,
right back then.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, now we're doing.
And then there was the $10,000 pyramid. Oh, Beat the Clock! I remember Beat the Clock.
Yeah.
Steve put that up there. I don't remember who hosted it.
I don't either.
But that was like one of the original ones. Beat the Clock was
awesome. The Gong Show.
Oh, that was with Chuck Ferris.
Yeah, the Gong Show was awesome.
He was funny. I think he was like the inventor or the
brain. Gene the Dancing Machine.
He's long died.
Unknown comic.
Well, he had a lot of weird stuff going on in his life.
Did he really?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I know he was an L.A. guy. He lived out in Los Angeles. A lot of people is
there's a lot of cocaine in Chuck Ferris's life.
Really?
Yes.
He seems like a happy-go-lucky guy.
Yeah.
He sure
Seriously,
was.
He did.
That's what all those drugs would do. What about the Match Game with Gene Rayburn? It was called Match Game 74.
Yes, is that the one with the six?
Yes.
With the six celebrities.
The six Z-list celebrities.
And then you have to pick one at the end to play with you for the big money or something like that.
And Hollywood Squares.
And Wally Cox, people that would have no idea who the hell we're talking about.
Right.
They're nobody. Those are like, they were A-list comedians back then, Rich. Nobody would have a clue.
Oh,
who those people
Hollywood
are today.
Hollywood Squares put food on Jim J. Bullock's table for like 20 years.
Because he was at least in a sitcom.
Right.
What the hell did Wally Cox do?
No, nobody That's did true. Anything. Paul Lynde, what did he do?
He was a comedian. He's been in stuff,
But he was the center square for almost the entire run of the show.
But that was the big one, though. Yeah.
Paul Lynde was the,
Yeah.
And Peter Marshall was the host whose name was Pete
LeCocq.
Poor guy named Pete LeCocq.
Pete LeCocq played for the Royals.
Can you imagine the crap that guy had to take?
Absolutely.
Hi, Pete LeCocq. I mean, he should have been a porn star. But my point is that he was a great baseball player for the Kansas City Royals.
Yeah.
That was Peter Marshall's kid.
Paul Lynde was in Cannonball Run 2.
He was. Lucy said Shadow Stevens on Hollywood Squares. That was after the original. Oh, now the Town Fair Tire Texas.
All right, so now I apologize to everybody under 30.
Matt in Winnipeg, the perfect one. We missed. Classic Concentration with Alex Trebek.
Yes.
I didn't know Alex Trebek did Concentration.
Yeah, that drove me nuts.
Is there a difference between Concentration and Classic Concentration?
No idea. It was all classic because it's 100
years ago. Is that the
one
we had to match up the same ones or something like that?
Yes, it was a total memory game.
Yeah, and then you
had to solve the picture.
Right.
Yeah, that was fun.
And it would be a puzzle, and you'd have to figure out what the puzzle said.
Double Dare with Mark Summers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know what we
missed? That was on Nickelodeon.
Which is the one we... Password.
With Alan Ludden.
And his wife, Betty White.
Yep.
And they had a long marriage, and he died, and who knew she would live another 100 years?
Yeah.
So good for Betty White out there.
All right, well, how about those Bruins?
I didn't want to get that. Oh, someone said The Dating Game had a serial killer on it? Is that what that said?
Yeah.
No, get out of here.
Yeah, no, there's an episode where the guy was on it. They later went on to find out he was a serial killer.
With Jim Lang.
Really?
Yeah.
Wasn't that guy's name Jim Lang?
I think so.
And the Hollywood Game, which maybe Arnie has heard of, which you won.
I wanted to try out for one of the shows. Yeah.
With Bob Eubanks.
If you ever go back and watch.
I didn't have Bob Eubanks.
How is that possible?
He hosted it twice. The middle part, I was with somebody else.
Oh.
If you ever go back and watch any of those old dating games, they're so corny. They're like,
oh, they're awful.
Bachelor number 3, if you were wearing underwear, what color would they be?
Tony's right. Paul Lynde was also on Bewitched.
Yep.
He was one of the witches warlocks or whatever the hell he was.
Matt in Grand Isle says, let's not forget Power Play.
That's right, the new and exciting game sweep of the country. Where would Power Play stack up against some of those game shows out there?
74th.
Wow. Supermarket Sweeps. I didn't watch that. And I don't even, the $64,000 pyramid actually came after
what was the Joker one? Joker's Wild.
Joker's Wild was a good one.
That was a good one.
CJ from Johnson, name that tune. Oh, I loved that game. These people would know the song on one note.
I know, because they were just guessing on the, on the clue. They're just going to take a guess then. No doubt about that. Yeah, Brian says Monty Hall is from Winnipeg.
I just said that.
I know.
Three minutes ago.
I know. That's why I said I'm repeating what you said.
What about my needs? Don't you ever listen to me?
Oh, Truth or Consequences.
Yep. It's a town in New Mexico.
Now, because they paid him to make that, to call him that. They said, well, I think they were given money to be called Truth or Consequences.
Really?
New Mexico.
So is Uranus.
Wow.
Uranus, New Mexico.
We do have a lot to get to there. That's enough of game shows.
Seven minutes ago it was.
Yeah. Oh, and Kathy Lee Gifford, someone said, start out on Name That Tune.
Someone said, that's Lucy, our buddy.
I didn't know that. Who went down
to Fenway to watch the Red Sox get annihilated the other night.
What show was Joe Theismann's wife on? Wasn't a game show. It was like one of those.
That's incredible. That's incredible.
Look at that. Yes.
Fran Tarkenton was on that show.
We pulled that out at our backside.
Yeah. I used to love that show.
Out of Uranus.
Yeah. And there was another one. Kind of like That's Incredible.
Yes, yes.
And
I forget who was on that, but That's Incredible was like the
guy who hosted
I forget about that, but that was the original one there. All right, 802-655-6673. If you want to go ahead and jump on in. Busy show today. It's a Thursday. I am on vacation.
A busy show. We just talked for 20 minutes about 1960s game shows.
Oh, can I just tell you one more thing I was right about? It's only because I want to face Dougie on
you
this.
You might as well get both of them out of the way quickly.
Okay, I want to face Dougie on this. This request goes out to Dougie.
Okay.
Who says I'm a moron when I say build a bridge or, you know, build a dome or let's get AA, AAA baseball and all that.
Truly ridiculous. Yep.
Remember when I said we've got major problems with the colleges going on here and we got to figure out how to keep the kids here in state?
Right.
I said, we
need them to live more in the hill in downtown because there's so much space.
No. I said we need them to go to college here, and I said we should give them free tuition if you graduate from a local high school. Boom, $16 million for kids that graduate here will get to go to college for free. Their tuition will be paid for. You like that idea?
So what does that have to do with what you said?
That was my idea. I said we have to go ahead and make sure they get free tuition. They did that in Georgia.
Oh.
And they gave the kids free tuition for kids that have over a 3.0. Now, I don't know if there's a grade point average involved, but we needed something like that. That was important. So,
I was wondering why you were in the State House meeting with Governor Scott the other day.
Yes. So, I mean, seriously, that was big. I don't remember if you guys remember me talking about that, but that was big, Rich. Remember the college was closing down and... We didn't know what was going to happen. Yeah, so I said, we need to give free tuition. Otherwise, we're going to have problems keeping kids staying in the state other than just UVM and Middlebury.
So you saved Linden State College or whatever the
Way
hell it's
to
called.
Go, Arnie.
Yeah, yes, right. Thank you. Kevin says that keeps the Vermont kids in Vermont. And Jim says, I swear you guys talked more about sports during COVID when there were no sports.
All right. Let's get to here's right, the deal. We'll get there in just 1 second.
Sorry,
quickly,
Jim.
Though, let me say thank you to the Green Mountain Boys and the Vermont Army National Guard for hosting us today. I was over at the range.
Did you fly one of those planes?
No.
Because they went up today. Believe me, we noticed it.
I know. I was over in Jericho.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, boy.
At the shooting range with an AR-15.
Surprise.
Right? And it was a lot of fun. And they are going to, coming up this fall, have a sight-in day where all of the sportsmen in Vermont can go out and sight in their guns and stuff like that. Beautiful facility. Had a great time. And they tried to sign me up because I was so deadly accurate.
But you were what, F4?
No, I hit 40 out of 40
shots.
You
don't know what F4 means?
Of course not. All I know is it sounds like my report card.
F4 means you're...
They just kept saying...
You can't make it in the Army because you're physically unable or something.
No. Yeah. They kept just saying, man, we can't... Like, you are a marksman. You're deadly accurate. And I said, I know.
You go out shooting for turkeys. Right?
That's it, yeah.
I used to live right there, and I never once went to that
it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a gorgeous, gorgeous place.
Right down the street from MMU.
I'll tell you what, I'll wait till next hour to tell you, guess who I ran into last night, too.
Oh, and you're on your big date?
No, we just ran. We went to get some ice cream last night.
Wow, you are quite the social butterfly.
And I'll tell you who I ran into. I'll tell you about that next hour, because we do have a lot to get to. Jump on in, top of your entire text line, 802-655-6672. Guess what, everybody? The Bruins lose 6-2. It was really, 4-2, two late goals, 6-2.
Still, it was an absolutely listless, pathetic performance in a game they obviously had to have.
Painful.
Ugh, the turnovers.
I was about to say the turnovers, not only just turnovers. I'm just talking blatant right in front of the net.
Right.
Like my kid used to play in like single A hockey, Rich. I'm like, get out of here. You're turning it over right in front of the net.
That second period was absolutely ridiculous. Grizzlick, he's getting clobbered in Boston media today, and he shouldn't, because he was a really surprisingly good defenseman. He was
one of
the top guys.
His turnover was horrible.
But he had two of them. One of them right in front of the net. One of them right at center ice, which created a breakaway. And it was just an awful second period. Rask had absolutely nothing going.
Is he hurt or what? If he doesn't have surgery.
I think he was hurt, but you know what? You can't blame that for them losing this series. The offense did absolutely nothing beyond the first line again. And Tuukka wasn't very good. So after you watched that performance last night, and I don't blame last night completely on Tuukka, all that clearing pass to Mike Riley was ridiculous. That cost him a huge goal. I think that was the one that made it 3-1 and pretty much ended the night and the season.
Ugh.
But, I mean, looking back now, would you have started Swayman last night?
No. You still got to go with your best because they lost with Swayman. But I will tell you this. I'm not bringing back Tuukka next year.
Okay.
I'm not spending that type of money. It's time to move on. And not only that, you have other old guys on the team like Marchand, Bergeron. Who else, Rich?
Tuca.
Tuca, I'm not bringing back. I'm not going to bring him back.
I think we watched the last plays of Tuca in the NHL last night. I think Tuca may retire.
And I think Vlader, what is it? Is it Vlader?
Oh, you can't have him.
No, but he'll be the backup, right? Or you could bring in a veteran goaltender.
Or you could re-sign Yarrow Halak.
Or you could bring him also back there, too. There's no doubt. But I think he'll probably end up moving on, too.
No, really, I would say everybody is for sale right now on this team. Obviously, the contracts don't dictate that necessarily, but you got Bergeron, Marchand, Pastrnak, McAvoy. Everybody else in that roster can go.
Were the Bruins really Stanley Cup contenders, or were we just fooled into thinking they were?
I finally got one right. I said preseason, this is probably the seventh or eighth best team, and I thought they were
somewhere. Yeah, but you weren't thinking that when we were going to the playoffs, though.
I'll tell you what, once they got Taylor Hall, and he started scoring goals seemingly every night, and then they steamrolled in the first round against a pretty good Washington team, although their goalie situation blew up on them. I really thought they had a shot to at least get to the Stanley Cup Finals. I didn't think they were going to win it because I think Tampa's going to be in everybody's way, which I think the Canadians are. Oh, no, the Canadians. What do the Canadians have next? They have the winner of Vegas, so they won't see Tampa unless it's
Vegas, Colorado, yeah.
But that would be a good team to avoid. But I always felt like this Boston team, they just didn't have enough scoring depth. And I figured they'd be probably the seventh or eighth best team in the league, and that's exactly what they were.
Shane says Krejci is also pretty old.
Yes, he is.
Well, I can't bring back all the old people, Rich. You've got to get some youth in there. And okay, it's got to start with Tuca, because I'm bringing back Marchand. We're bringing back Bergeron. Oh, you're bringing back Krejci. Is he even his contract up? I don't know. I don't know how much top-end goaltenders make, but I've got to save some money and bring in some youth here, and that's where it's got to start.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, that core is too good to consider blowing it up or whatever you want to call it, rebuilding. But you've got to give Bergeron and Marchand a real chance to win a cup, and that's getting tougher and tougher because what happened last night and what happened in this Islanders series really exposed him in a lot of ways. I think they have a good young defensive core. I think they're going to be fine. McAvoy.
Well, they got rid of what's-his-face last year.
So they also, keep in mind, they lost Miller and Carlo, two crucial defensemen in that Islanders series.
They
There's no
us,
way
but,
that...
They're so much more physical than us, too, the Islanders. They just crush us.
Well, a lot of that has to do with missing Brendan Carlo and Kevin Miller. Those are your two. Those are the two guys that like to mix it up on defense. They both missed the entire series. I'm not saying that made a difference. The Islanders were a better team for the most part.
Oh, well, they started chanting New York Saints, New York Saints.
Oh, yeah, they're all wearing the things.
Cassidy just wanted to find a hole to crawl into.
Oh, jeez.
But there's a lot of it. What do you do with Taylor Hall? I mean, he's
yeah, bringing him back.
What? You want him back at $10 million? You know he scored 2 points in the Islanders series.
Yeah, but I'm not going to make my decision based on the Islanders series. I'm going to based on what he's been there. He's looked pretty damn good.
All right, I agree with you to a point, but he is going to come at a huge price, which is going to cost them a lot of other players that they won't be able to sign.
Well,
Taylor Hall has a history where he's going to want $7-9 million a year. There's no way he's worth that.
So we're not going to bring back Tuca. You're not going to bring back Taylor Hall. Now you're going to dig yourself in a little bit of a hole.
DeBrusk has to go. What a mess he was.
Yeah, he was good last year, though.
But they have so many. The Bruins have a bunch of third and fourth line guys. That's their problem.
This is where you're missing out. You see, if you bring back DeBrusk, and I don't know what he's making, but now you're hoping he goes back to where he was the year before when he really emerged halfway through the season than what he did now. And you got to take a chance with some of the players like that. Tony says, I think they took that Tuukka Rask is hurt, and they're going to find out that he's going to have surgery here shortly. I think the coach should have started the kid.
I don't think you can throw. What if? Okay, so then the Bruins would have lost with Swayman, and everybody would have second guessed him. I just think you had to bring
dance with the date you brung.
Yeah, that thing. But there are just so many offseason questions here. I mean, Charlie Coyle did absolutely nothing this year. He was a great pickup midseason last year, and did nothing. Nick Ritchie had a pretty good season. I mean, he had like 18 goals. Carson Coleman, all these other guys, what do you do with them? There's so much deadwood. I use that term with the Celtics, too. They've got a whole roster full of deadwood.
Nassau Coliseum, first-time Texas set, was a big part of the Islanders' dominance. Oh, that was a great crowd. Yep. It's just like, though, playing in Boston, though, no doubt.
Let me play devil's advocate for a second, because, Rich, you don't think Taylor Hall's worth $10 million.
Good Lord, no.
Based on the two goals that he scored in the playoffs, Yet you brought Tuukka Rask back this year after he exited it in the middle of the playoffs last year.
I don't think there was any choice. Who's your starting goalie?
Didn't have the two backups. We didn't have Swayman and Vladar.
Swayman and Vladar didn't exist last year. They did, but they hadn't shown anything.
No.
Swayman was 21.
Was he at Maine? Okay, so he wasn't Maine. So he went straight to AHL?
You can't go into the season with Halak as your only goalie. You just couldn't. I mean, they would have had no chance.
Rich, this is the first time texter. Think about this as a Bruins fan. Sweeney with the three back-to-back picks could have drafted DeBrusque, Connor, and what did it say? Barzal?
Yeah, they had. Well, what happened was they could have gotten Matthew Barzal. Instead, they took, see if I can get it right, Jeremy Lauzon, Jacob Zboril, and what was that other guy?
Took DeBrusque.
Vakanainen.
No, they took DeBrusque.
All right. They had a chance to take a whole bunch of different
people.
They
took one of the three. They took DeBrusque.
Right. I remember who they took. Zach Senyshyn was the other guy they took. They took Zboril.
Yes, exactly.
Zboril, DeBrusque, and Senyshyn. And none of them have done a thing.
Well, again, DeBrusque was good two years ago.
Yeah, okay, he scored 27 goals. You're right, he had a couple of good years.
He was on fire for half a season.
Right, but I mean, you think about some of the guys, you watch Matthew Barzal just rip the Bruins to shreds in this series when 6 years ago they passed on him with three straight first-round picks, none of which have anything to do with anything now. You got, as I said, Zboril, DeBrusque, and Senyshyn. That's a law firm waiting to happen
right
there.
Is he still playing Senyshyn?
I think he was with Providence for a little while this year, but what a disaster those picks were.
All right.
You give DeBrusque, I agree, you give DeBrusque some credit for 1.5 good seasons, but man, did they drop the ball. Remember that? That was an exciting day. They had back-to-back-to-back picks in the middle of the first round.
All right, 802-655-6672. We'll come back. We'll get to some more Bruins, some more hockey. We got some stuff on the Patriots. Cam Newton's still out. We have Man Court at this hour also before we get out of here. That's a good one. All that coming up. You're in the huddle. What do we point through the game?
Well, it was funny the first time
It was funny. It was funny when I did it right the first time.
Without the echo.
Yeah. Turn on your mic. What were you going to say?
You're going to defend yourself.
I don't know. Somebody messed with the settings in the computer.
Yeah, somebody.
In the studio.
Somebody.
No. It's not a board thing. It's a setting in the computer thing.
Yeah.
Can you hear me still talking?
Something is echoing in our headphones.
Yeah. It's your microphone. Turn off your microphone. Is it happening to you, Rich?
Yes. Oh, wait a minute. No, it's gone.
No, I could hear myself echoing.
No, I can still hear it.
Yeah, I can still hear it. You'll have to get Jamie. Yeah, I don't know what the hell they did.
I thought you would fix it.
I can't fix it while I'm doing the show, for crying out loud. I got a lot going on. Now we got to do that.
Well, maybe
you could
give some of the listeners a break and just walk out of the room for a few minutes.
Can the listeners hear it, or maybe they can't hear it? We'll see. 802-655-6672 if you want to go ahead and jump on
it. I just fixed it.
Okay. Thank goodness.
It was the Twitch applet on the internet computer.
A Twitch applet?
Yeah, that's happened before.
What the hell is a Twitch applet?
Yeah,
it sounds like a country band.
It's Twitch, where we broadcast the video.
Okay. It's an applet? Is that a female app?
Well, the audio was open on.
First time, somebody screwed up the settings. I think it was TJ.
No, I didn't touch the settings.
I think it was intern 12.
I think it was TJ.
Well, since, Arnie, you were fixing everything when we first got here today, I'm blaming you.
Yeah. Yeah, now intern Jamie's going to come running in. I'm going to say, it's okay. I got to think.
By the way, Arnie, fix your hair. We have 16 people watching on Twitch.
Wow.
That's a record.
Peter said, scintillating radio. Oh, easy, Peter. We had a little bit of a technical problem. Slow down. So, believe me, other stations have technical problems also. Give us a break.
How many times on your Fox show with a quarter of a dozen listeners do you have technical issues? Minor ones like that.
All the time.
There you go.
All the time.
Come on, Peter. Work with us.
Like you'll hear the start of a show beginning, and Brady Quinn won't be on for the first 10 minutes.
Really?
Just recently, I missed the first segment of my show.
What?
Yeah.
That's pretty significant. It happens.
It just does. For some reason, it didn't connect or something. But I've been knocked with lucky. I've not had, but it happens with a lot of the other people.
Can you imagine Arnie if the first 20 minutes of a national radio show and he can't get his mic to work?
Oh, I totally freak out. But my partner's there, so he just talks about, he just goes on without me. But yeah, you have problems. You'd be surprised.
It sounds like a pretty good situation, actually.
Yeah. 802-655-6672 if you want to go ahead and jump on in. But that's it for your Bruins. Kind of a disappointing loss. I at least wanted to see a game seven. You know what I mean?
It reminded me of the 2018 Stanley Cup final, game seven. Remember that massive buildup in that incredible series with the St. Louis Blues for the Stanley Cup? And it's back to the Garden. They win game six. Boston's on fire. Everyone's going nuts. And they come out and completely lay an egg in game seven, and the Blues win the Stanley Cup.
Real quick on the Town Fair Tire text line, Kessler in Winnipeg. This is unacceptable. Makes me so angry. How dare TJ screw up the intro? Oh, am I mad.
Wow.
Yeah, I was responsible for the war, too.
I have to agree with Kessler on this.
All of them.
I totally agree with that.
Peter in Plattsburgh, Arnie will fix everything. He's a stinking genius.
It's true. I just didn't have time to get over there and fix it.
I guess I should turn off my Uber thing. I just got a request to drive someone to Plattsburgh.
How's the Ubering going along, by the way?
It's going wild. Everybody's back, and it seems like there's a lot more long trips now. I've had like 5 trips to the Canadian border because they won't let you drive into Canada, but they'll let you walk in. So you just drive.
Does that make sense?
So you just drive them to the
high. What the hell does that mean?
Well, you just drive them from the airport to the Highgate Springs exit, drop them off with all their luggage, and drive back south.
You can't walk into the.
Oh hell no, no. But
they said they're going to open up the border. I think in early July, right? Did I hear that correctly or no?
I hope so. It sounds like they're just barely even starting to discuss it. I feel like it's not that close. I do like the fact that they.
Oh, it is close.
The Canadians are going to be obviously able to come south and. And the winner of that series playing in Montreal will be able to go north. They fixed that up so that the teams could play each other.
Yeah, because Canadians come down here. They could fly in here, but they can't. But we can't go into Canada.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the flying rule is, but I know you can't drive over the border, as I found out the hard way about 3 months ago.
That's unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.
But yeah, and a lot of trips to New York State, a lot of trips to the ferry. I had one yesterday to Peru. No, not Lima. Peru, New York.
Yeah, I get it.
Imagine the fare I'd get driving to Lima. To Peru.
First time texter, Bruins were dominant or horrible. There's no in between.
Exactly.
Just tweak some things and they will be back.
Yeah, think about game 5, the one that they ended up losing somehow. They were completely dominant in that game. And there were games that they'd outshoot them 2-1, basically. But they just couldn't put it in the net. It was such a frustrating series.
There was a couple of times they shot wide or just didn't have the handle on it.
So does this mean now because the Bruins are gone, I have to cheer for the Canadians? Because I do love Montreal. It's one of my favorite cities, Islanders, if not my favorite.
I'm pulling for the Islanders. That's my team.
I can't cheer for anybody involved with Long Islanders.
Wow. No. I can't believe it. So you'd rather root for the Canadians?
I don't know. Is that Bruins fans? Can I do that?
No, you can't do that.
But I love Montreal. Vegas. What if I love the city?
How about Vegas?
Who cares about Vegas? They're not even a hockey team until, 5 years ago?
Yeah, so root for them.
They've never lost. Those fans have no idea what it's like to have a bad season.
Matt in Winnipeg says, Canadians can drive back if they have a car. The USA forbids drivers into the country. Canadians just avoiding hotel quarantine and the $2,000 bill.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to people that are driving to the border saying they've had horrible financial hardships because of trying to get into the border.
That's why I'm saying they're going to open it up soon. They're not going to they can't continue this. They need the border open to have people go freely for the tourism. They just have to
drink all that Labatt and Molson.
Yeah. You have no choice. Otherwise, you're going to kill everything. You have no choice. It's down, and you got to open up the border. That's my 2 cents on that. They'll open it up soon.
I knew I was going to take crap on the text line here. Cameron over in Shays East says, Rich, do you also want the Jets to win the Super Bowl and the Yankees the World Series? Come on.
Yeah.
You know, he's right. And I've said this from the very start of the playoffs. It's good for hockey for the Canadians to get somewhere.
Shane says, Rich, as a Habs fan, I appreciate you. Love the rivalry. But that being said, no. You cannot root for the Canadians. Right. And Kevin Inezica said, for Montreal? Hell no.
Plus, if they win the Stanley Cup, they'll burn the city down. And I love the city, so that's not a good thing. All right, I'm convinced.
Just leave St. Catherine Street alone.
I wouldn't count on crossing any time this year unless you're an essential employee. Oh, Mike, you're so wrong. Believe me. I'm pretty up onto these things. You watch and see.
Go Vegas from a Bruin fan.
Yeah,
Tony. How do you cheer for Vegas? I mean, they're just a nothing. They're not a nothing franchise. They've been very relevant. In fact, they went to the Stanley Cup Finals in their expansion year. But it's just one of those teams we never play against, and I just don't pay attention to.
Tony says, I'm sorry, Rich, but rooting for the Canadians would be akin to rooting for the Yankees.
Yeah, all
right. Can't do it, man. Rob says, too bad the northern border isn't open like the southern. Brian says, blank Montreal. Vegas, Rich, has turned into a heck of a hockey market. Oh, I'm all in on Vegas.
I have no question to me.
Why can't you root for the Islanders?
Because I can't stand Long Islanders.
What does that mean?
They ruined my college experience at the University
of Hartford.
We're all Americans, Rich.
We're all a family.
I love Long Islanders. I'm going to move there.
You fit right in.
Yeah. Wow.
Keep in mind, my dislike for Long Islanders was only a three-month period in 1979. So maybe it's time to let it go.
Yeah, it might be time to let it go.
That's only been 31 years ago, 32 years ago. 802-655-6672 if you want to go jump on in. DJ, what do we got coming up next, DJ?
Man Court.
Man Court.
Oh, boy.
Oh, we love Man Court. That's coming up next. You're in the huddle. 1-1 point through the game. Press the button. Press that button. The other button. The other button.
Handing down the verdict, it's time for Man Court. All rise. The Honorable Arnie Spanier presiding. Man Court is now in session on 101.3 The Game.
At least he's chuckling at you when you do that. Usually, it looks like he wants to put his fist through your cranium.
I am
going to
kill him. All righty. You got the robe on and everything?
Yes, I got the robe on.
Judge Spanier, Counselor Haskell.
You look pretty cool in that robe.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Play basketball on that thing.
This week's Man Court. Arnie, Rich, and TJ, I have a problem maybe you can help me with on Man Court. I listen to the huddle every day at work, and I can't say I always agree with Arnie, but I'm certainly entertained.
Thank you.
Shocking.
My name is Trent, and I want to know what you think I should do about my insane ex-girlfriend. So this is docket case number 1013-4, the case of the ex who can go fund herself.
Wow. Do we know how old they are yet? Have they figured that out?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
We do not. He writes, my name is Trent. My insane ex-girlfriend, not that I'm biased or anything.
Of course not.
We've been living together for just about a year.
Somebody's insanity is another person's love, but go ahead.
That's right.
Oh, I made that up. Don't steal that from me.
That was pretty good on your wife's birthday.
I'm going to put that on a t-shirt.
That was almost judgely-like.
Yes, do not steal that from me.
Yeah.
Jeez.
We had been living together for just about a year, and it wasn't working at all. By the way, also, she wasn't working at all.
Of course not.
Which was a problem for both of us.
Yeah, I used to live with a girl. It wasn't working out.
I bought everything. All of our furniture, the kitchen stuff. She bought weed.
What?
And that's about it.
That is important, I guess, in their relationship.
It's even legal now.
Wow.
So when we broke up, I took all the stuff to my new apartment. She said she was fine with it.
Okay, then.
But then, all of a sudden, I find this pathetic GoFundMe. She's telling people I cleaned her out. Ruined her life.
Wow.
Didn't even leave her with a single plate or fork. Oh, yeah. Those plates and forks were part of a set of which I bought. Am I wrong to have left her with only her personal belongings? I mean, it's not like I took her clothes or her weed or anything.
Well, first thing on this, I've moved out a friend of mine that was dating a girl for a long time, and we had to move him out of his house in like 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Before she comes back. There was no time to pack dishes and wrap them up in boxes and all that. You take a few things, you take maybe a chair, one piece of furniture, and you're out of
like
there.
Like I have in my new place.
Exactly. Yes. You don't have to, even if you have all day, you don't have time to clean out the whole damn thing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Leave her with a damn plate and a spoon and get the hell out of there. Mm. You left her with the weed, so she got that going for her.
Intern 420 just perked up.
Yeah, Intern 420, what's her name? I want to, maybe I could date her.
Lastly,
how about that?
What would you have done? Please tell me. Who's the douchebag here, really?
Wow. See, Peter,
my ex can go fund herself, signed Trent in Burlington.
Peter just said we just found Intern 12's new girlfriend.
That's true.
Look at that.
That is true.
How about that?
Who names themselves Trent? I guess his parents did.
Well, you normally don't have any call on that one.
I think she's just doing it for the money. You know, she's doing a money play on this. Well, taking a shot at her ex, I would have left her something. You know, did you leave her like a futon? Are those things still around? A futon? This,
yeah, did no, you I take would have the left bed? Her everything I own since I don't need anything.
I think his
just
part.
Left everything there.
There's
know?
One of my plastic spoons that I have. That brings me down to two.
Oh, it kills me to say this. What? I think his point is, Your Honor.
Yes.
Oh, God, that hurts to
yes,
say.
Yes, yes.
Is that
this is a bad question. This is very
he
easy.
He paid for everything.
So what, though? What are you going to count? How much does it cost to buy a fork? $1.14?
Yes.
I mean, come on. You could leave that behind.
Get it at the Dollar Tree.
Jeez, for crying out loud.
Kevin says, no, it's all his stuff.
Of course Kevin's going to say that. No, it's all my stuff and I'm taking it all with me. You don't have that much time. You usually got to do it behind her back. You know what I mean?
Peter in Williston says, I appreciate the herb. The herb. She can call me.
The herb.
The herb.
I'm going to smoke some herb.
You know, it sounds
herb.
Like this guy's a little the nutty kind. She sounds like she's cooling down the earth. He may be the nutty
kind.
Yeah,
but
I
think, you know, I think there's a game being played here. One is that, you know, when you ask a woman a sincere question and they say, it's fine.
Right.
Well, it's never fine.
Well, fine is a word to not be ignored.
Tony, right. Tony said, no way in the world I would have taken everything that I bought. Sorry, honey.
And two,
yeah.
It also seems like maybe she feels like it's easier to jump on GoFundMe,
that's
turn
right, yeah.
him into this, you know, monster. So that she can totally reset her life and not have to shell anything out.
Shane says, my brother just got divorced. Among 100 other things, he was forced to buy out his ex-wife's half of a stand-up paddleboard that she never even touched nor paid for. A $700 board ended up costing him $1,000. Ha ha.
Gosh.
Yeah, that kind of sucks when they're splitting something like that.
This
you know
is one
I mean?
Of those things we need to hear from the females in the audience. Lucy chimes in. She also said she was okay with it.
Yeah, that doesn't mean she was really okay with it, though.
Yeah, my wife says fine all the time. Yeah. It doesn't mean fine, I
no,
can assure
doesn't.
You.
Fine is a four-letter word in a marriage.
Yeah. Kevin says if she just smokes, she doesn't need a fork, just a bag of chips is good enough.
And some Twinkies.
That's a good point.
12, is that true?
Tony says as a GoFundMe thing, it's an interesting way of panhandling.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Well, and I think that's what irritates him. Not the fact that she's doing the GoFundMe, that she's dragging him into it and making him look like a monster for something she agreed to.
Paul in Essex, when you're in a relationship and you buy things, you're buying them for the both of you. If you stay together, it's sharing those things. When you break up, you've got to do the split. The kid sounds like a rookie. Well, Paul sounds like an attorney.
Nice. You
know? Yes, attorney Paul, thank you very much.
Hey, be nice to him. You never know when you might need him.
Yeah, exactly. First time texter, sounds like Trent was...
Careful.
Was blanked.
Well, lucked.
Lucked. He
yes,
didn't
he purposely
leave her.
Spelled it wrong.
Oh, he didn't leave her pregnant.
Yes.
She can go fund herself.
Wow.
Right. There
wow.
are no kids involved here. And let's be real. This isn't a 5 or 10 year relationship. This is a 11-month, year-long relationship.
Another first-time texter. She's playing a game on a public figure to make him look like downgraded to put him evil. She's playing a game. He should leave nothing. Hmm. She still doesn't want to work, says Lucy. Yeah, she's probably not even working. She'll find some other sugar daddy to take care of her. I'm pretty sure about that.
She's
going
to use that GoFundMe money to buy weed. I know it.
All right, 802-655-6672. There you go. Another episode of Man Court. 1 hour in the books. The Power Hour coming up next. TJ will tell you what's trending. We'll get to the Power Hour. You're in the huddle. What do I point to the game?
Roster battles, updates, and much more. Your home for all things Patriots this offseason is WCPV, Essex, Burlington, Plattsburgh. The Game, trending now. 101.3, The Game. In the car, on your computer, on your phone, on your Amazon Echo, and video streaming on Twitch. There's always a way to listen to the show.
I think you might want to listen.
It's The Huddle on 101.3, The Game.
Everybody, you're in the huddle. What a 1 point in the game. It is the Power Hour of the show on this busy Thursday out there. You want to get in, Telfair Tire, text line 802-655-6672. Did you do the update? I didn't even hear that.
I did it really fast.
You didn't do the update, did you?
It was so fast.
Rich, you didn't do the update.
Probably the best performance I've had since I've been here.
What do you mean? You
had to ask?
I wasn't prepared.
You didn't hear how crystal clear that was?
Well, I see you were frustrated. You did something.
Clean, solid update I just delivered.
He didn't mispronounce a single athlete's name.
He was all frustrated. I could tell in his face it was turning beet red.
This system we're working on today is very temperamental.
The same system we've been working on the whole year.
I understand, but it's got an attitude today.
Like Trent's ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. Wow. Last night I went out to Al's French fries to get some ice cream.
Oh, how romantic.
Well, you know,
how long was the line? Boy, that place is busy.
No, just a couple people. No big deal. But
really?
Everything is closed at like 8 o'clock for ice cream. So you got to go to Al's after 8 or 8:30. And who's in line? Benny Shungu was there.
Nice.
Said hello, gave us a big hug. We were talking. He looks good.
Why wouldn't he? He's a basketball player.
No, but he just looks good, healthy.
What's he supposed to look like? He's been running up and down courts for the last 15 years.
You don't have acne anymore, nothing like that.
Oh, my God. Are you really saying this on the radio?
Well, he had acne when he was in high school.
So you don't have any hair.
Wow.
What a thing to say to a kid.
Well,
Did you seriously tell him he didn't have any acne?
Yeah, I said, you look good. You look healthy.
There's certain things you just don't say to people.
Oh, I guess.
You look good. You don't have any. Hey, where'd your zits go?
Or like my 52-year-old wife weighs $120.
So you went out last night. And you're going out tonight for your obviously blind bride's birthday.
Yes, we're going to the Essex. She just made a reservation.
Ooh, upscale.
It's okay. We're just going to sit outside, listen to the music.
Who's going to play? You?
I have no idea. Probably one of those cover bands that's going to the Champlain Valley.
Journey cover band.
Well, yeah, exactly.
What kind of ice cream does Benny Shungu like?
I don't know. We were before him, and then when...
You'd never make it as a white
horse. Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Lucy
said it's called a filter, Rich. I have no filter.
I know. You just don't bring up people's zits.
I didn't know it was that big of a deal.
Of course it's a big deal, especially to a high school kid.
Yeah. Well, he's luckily finished with college now, but...
No. He's coming back next year.
Oh, that's right. He's doing a sixth year, isn't he?
He's coming back next year.
Sounds like me at Linden, but
he's getting his master's.
For his, a much different reason.
Yeah, he's getting his master's.
He should have looked back at you and said, I have clearer cell. You're still ugly.
Wow. I was being nice to the guy. We talked about Kendrick.
Remember Oxy 5 was this big thing? And then all of a sudden they came out with Oxy 10.
Yeah.
And it did nothing.
It was better than Oxy 5.
Absolutely nothing. My senior high school picture, I was absolutely obliterated with acne, and they touched it up.
Oh.
And they fixed it. All of a sudden I was acne free.
Oh, we had a guy in our fraternity that had so much acne. I mean, he'd have to do like surgery on his face before girls would come over, pop zits.
Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah, he had like little tools and.
Oh, intern 12 says that was a problem for him.
Yeah. Too. Oh, it was bad. Look, I'm silky smooth. Look at me.
Gross.
What do you mean gross? Colts fan Dave Arnie equals huge jerk. Oh my goodness! Wow.
Oh, you got to see this picture of intern 12. When was that? You look like an alien.
Wow, you look like you had a pepperoni pizza on your face. Oh, my God.
Oh, that was...
Wow.
Wow.
It's gone.
That was tactful.
But that's great.
Wow, you look like you had a pepperoni pizza on your face.
Wow, look how bad that was.
It looks like it hurts.
No wonder.
Did that hurt?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Would anybody date you? No? Yeah. No, I could imagine.
Does anybody date you now that you're clean?
Yeah.
Clear.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not even a before picture. That's like an emergency picture. Good for you.
You just weren't doing some extra work on The Walking Dead?
Stop taking steroids. So what did you put on your face?
Oxy-10 worked.
Yeah.
Did nothing for me, but that was 1473.
Good for you, intern 12.
Wow.
I took pills for...
As opposed to the pills he takes now.
Wouldn't that be funny if he said, smoking weed, dude, Colorado, the best thing ever. Just puff, 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 puff.
Had a large cheese pizza with Mr. Hands, and it was gone.
So everybody who gets high talks like this, is that what you're saying?
What's wrong with talking like
this? And everybody from Jericho talks like this.
I got to do some accents, Rich. Give me a little leeway here.
But you need to pick a town that's not the most upscale town in the state.
Gosh.
To say it has a bunch of hick accents.
Probably should go with something like Hardwick. You know?
Well, good for intern 12, man.
Averill.
Unbelievable. I like that. By the way, I'm playing hoops this Saturday morning.
You've already played?
I gained back the 6 pounds I lost playing for the first time. So.
Well, you played. It was 97 degrees.
Yeah, I lost like 6-7 pounds. I gained it all back.
I'm still. So you've got. Tomorrow is a 1 foot out the door special, isn't it? You're gone next week.
No, I don't. Yeah, I'm going to.
You're
going
to mail it in tomorrow.
I haven't been to Ford in a long, long time. So.
Well, they missed you.
Yeah. It's going to be good. It's going to be like 93 degrees. So it's going to be hot, humid, and then we're going to sit on the beach. I'm just going to put my feet up. I'll relax for like an hour, and then I won't know what to do the other 5 days.
You do realize the beach is infested with dead fish, according to Yelp.
Oh, is that what it says?
Yep. Yes. Property and rooms were not kept up. Cracks in the doors, but mainly the mildew smelled horrible in the room. I think the smell was coming from the air conditioner.
Oh, God, I'm not paying a lot of money for a room, huh? Just like $800 a night.
There are others.
I'm sure there are.
And you have your son along, so that's two rooms.
We have a villa.
You have a villa.
So we have, it's a two-bedroom villa, one for him and his girlfriend, and one for me and my wife.
At the Sand Flea Inn and Casino.
At the Sand Flea Inn, exactly.
You're going to check in with the two of them?
The Sand Flea Resort is what it's going to be.
Wow, there's a 1 out of 5. Terrible. Wow.
I can't wait.
Let's see.
I can't wait till I get there.
I will admit to you that it takes a while to find one that says 1 out of 5. Most of them are 4.
Well, that's
some
good.
Fives.
Yeah. I mean, who would give it a 1? It's such a beautiful place. I don't understand.
And all they wrote was terrible.
By the way, first time texter, I had acne problems and used oxy pads and a cream. The acne went away, for about 6 months and had a terrible skin peeling problem. Spent hours in the washroom washing it off. Can't believe I went through that.
Yeah, it's... It sucks, man. I remember it. I mean, you're at that age where it's like the way your face looks is everything in life.
Shane says, Arnie, don't listen to the haters. They still want to be back here in Jerichoville while you're on the beach. And Lucy wants to know, where's the vacation place called? I'm going to Sanibel, Captiva Island is what it's called.
So you're going to be captive on the island?
Yeah, it's going to be.
Do they take you captive?
It's a small little island thing.
Not once you get there.
Yeah, small little place. So
you're
going to
make him walk the plank while he's there.
Number 11 goes, what are we eating tomorrow, Arnie? Need to know if I should wear my loose shorts or not, LOL. Yeah, we're having to turn 11 over for dinner tomorrow. So I can teach him the ropes.
And me.
We're just having to turn 11 over so I can teach him the ropes, how to take care of my dogs. And he's staying in my house for an entire week.
Beth didn't tell you that she invited me?
No, she didn't tell you.
Here's a terrible motel type with very high rates. All right.
That's good. I'm looking forward to that. You should do a segment with Intern 11. What did you find in Arnie's house this week?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So he's just going to sit in my house. Play video games.
Pee all over the carpet like my cat.
Exactly. And then, thank you.
Yeah.
And then come here and do his internship, TJ. So I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun. Next week is going to be the week of that show, Ever Have Fun, Arnie. What the hell does that even mean?
That's try English.
Yeah. You guys got to do a better job with the
voice text. Voice they're probably driving. So give them credit.
Why does it take so long to fly down to Florida, by the way? It's like 4 hours.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah,
it takes 5 hours to go from here to L.A.
Did you get one of those $36 one-way to Orlando and Frontier?
No, it doesn't make a difference with airlines. It shouldn't be that long. I'm taking, like, Delta and American and crying out loud.
Do you have any holdovers?
Yeah, I got a stopover, but that's not included, the stopover.
Mm.
It's like 4-hour airtime. Holy crap, I was just telling the person next to me about my skin peeling problem and thought I was the only one. Every 5 minutes, my face would peel just horrible. Is that like when you have like too much sun and you're peeling away
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen that before. I didn't know that happens on your, from having acne or anything.
And
When I
was in high school, there were like a ton of new products out there and half of them were scams. They were all over television. So, it's like the car wax that you light on fire, the blue screen ad. They had all this stuff for acne when I was in high school on TV. And so all these kids were like, desperately trying to solve their problems and get things cleaned up, and it wouldn't work. And we raised a whole jaded generation.
My wife just texted and says, TJ, you could come for dinner. There's too many internal 11 needs help remembering how to take care of the dogs and water all my plants and garden.
Told you.
How hard is that?
Your wife is way nicer than you are.
Yeah.
Way nice.
I'm not nice
and
at all.
Certainly better looking.
Yeah, I'm not nice at all. No, I still wouldn't invite you over for dinner.
Oh, here we go. The room had an odor of a cat litter box.
That's probably the room I'm getting.
There you go.
That's going to be the room I'm I promise
if,
you.
If I'm not chiming in, it's because I'm looking for bad reviews.
Yeah, I promise you that's
going to be the... All right.
But I hope Intern 11 doesn't screw anything up, really. I don't want him to destroy my house
while
I'm gone.
What's he going
to
do? He's just going to sit there and dream of the Mets. I mean, he's going to watch every second of every Mets game.
I don't want
him
to screw up my TVs. You know what I mean?
Well, you have 14 remotes.
It's very tough to maneuver around the remotes, too.
Ugh.
When I got here today, number 12 was photocopying posters for a rave. I think it had your address on it.
Wait, but he didn't tell me that he was going to have a party? I'm shocked.
Not just
I'm sure it has my address. Yeah, there
it's
you go.
It's had your house address on it.
Sure, that'll go over big in Boxville.
Believe me, the cops will be there faster than you could park your car.
Intern number 11 and intern number 12 are going to be MCs.
MC 12.
Mike says, you're all Vermonters. Quick question, do any of you have a pistol?
What does that have to do with anything?
I have no
First
idea.
First of all, none of us are Vermonters, are we?
I don't. Jonathan,
are you a Vermonter, TJ?
I was born in Pennsylvania, but I've been here 21 years.
Well, I've been here 42, and it still doesn't count.
Can you guys get Beth on the show sometimes and have the listeners text questions that we really want to know about how she deals with Arnie?
I could not agree more about that. I have asked you to get her on this show forever.
She's been on the show.
Yeah, but not in a long time.
Yeah, not where you could just... like, ask questions on the text line. You can't do that.
And now, dealing with Arnie.
Yes.
With Beth Spanier.
Exactly.
That would be, we could do an entire hour with her.
My wife said, don't worry, the neighborhood Yentas will let us know and the cops will be right there. Yeah, the neighbors will let us know if there was a party going on. I promise you that. All right. Intern 12 is a Vermonter. That's what Jeffrey and Addison said.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, that was
Where were you born? Berlin.
Wow.
Oh, at the Central Vermont Medical Center.
I don't know if we would have given an internship if he had acne
or
like that.
Or was it at the Wayside Inn or whatever that place is called?
What are you shaking your head for like that? Why do you shake? I'm just being honest. Let's be honest.
Look, every person goes through an awkward point in their life. If it's not acne, it's clumsy.
You know what's so funny is I was looking at pictures of me in college and with all my fraternity brothers, and I started to realize... Damn, I'm good looking.
I thought you were going to say, I'm ugly.
No, I was blind. Remember, I showed you the picture of me and my fraternity guys, and I'm like, I'm better looking than everybody in this damn picture.
Wow.
I had a full head of hair.
That's a lovely group, then.
Oh, they were either there or they're very ugly.
Talk about homely.
He apparently, went to the fraternity that all of the Monsters, Inc. kids went to. It's the same fraternity.
You're kind of on fire today.
You are.
Just about everything you've said has been funny.
Yeah.
By the way, all spontaneous.
We have to give away Red Sox tickets today.
Oh, yeah, that.
We got a couple pairs of tickets.
A couple pairs?
Am I stuttering?
Wow.
Are you just repeating everything?
So we're giving away four Red Sox tickets in the next 43 minutes.
I like the way you figured that out, because I said there was a couple of pairs.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he was a math major.
Yeah,
I was. It only took me three tries at, what was it called? Elementary functions was the course I
What was that school?
At beautiful Linden State. Linden
and
State,
then later on, we're going to have tickets to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
The Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
I'm just kidding.
A game in January. The weather should be perfect.
I am just kidding. Tyler says, hey, guys, love your show. I listen all the time, but be careful about the... acne comments.
Yeah, I thought that was a little weird. If
you
bring that
you,
up,
Arnie, I suffered from serious acne back in high school and beyond. That really sucks. Don't even want to go out in public or go to school sometimes. Just food for thought.
It is a bad problem for a lot of kids.
I tried to think if I had bad acne. I think maybe I had like a zit or two.
Oh,
yeah, I didn't.
You're fortunate, but
yeah, I didn't have any.
But the whole point is you know, think about the time you're talking about. They're in there. They've got this thing with hormones and everything else and being popular and going to school. And
traumatic.
And you got all of that going on.
Yeah.
And if it's not acne, it's that you're socially weird or that you walk funny. Or every kid goes through a rough period.
Our teachers made it a rough. I remember one teacher. I'll never forget this. One kid came up to, this was in front of like, it seemed like thousands of people were outside. It was after gym class. And one of the kids came up and went up to this really like macho gym teacher. And said, you know what? And just yelled, F you. But he didn't say F. He said the whole word.
Right.
And that guy came, the gym teacher comes running out and says, you know what? And repeated it back to him. He goes, F you. And they start saying, I go, wow, this is a bad place if you can say that to the teachers. Yelling at each other.
Tyler's right, though. It was a very, very traumatic time. And I would go from having horrible acne for weeks on end to having none for like months. And then it would arrive again, and it was just, it just ruined your life.
Really, that bad? David Grazer's, my morning would have been so nice not to hear that donkey boy Clay Travis on.
Your morning has
been nice. Yes. Yeah, he's not on. He's going to be starting his new show on the 21st, replacing Rush Limbaugh. All so right.
On WVMT, another one of her.
No, Ken. He's not going to be on VMT.
Oh, I thought it was part of Ken's empire.
No, he's not going to. But
oh well, then what is?
He's already made. He's already been doing stuff on internet and on Twitch or not Twitch on.
WVMT chose a different program and left Rush Limbaugh early.
Yeah, when Rush was gone. Okay. So now they'll have to switch back.
They have a show called Fox Across America with Jimmy Fallon.
I think they should carry Clay. I mean, the audience knows him, and, you know, some people did like him.
Yeah.
And it is a high-profile job, so I certainly would do that. Arnie, you should do a two-hour Bomber pregame show. Just become the official sports radio station in Winnipeg, just based in Vermont.
This is so weird. All of a sudden, there's thousands of people listening in Winnipeg.
Have to say, though, that, you know, when you run the greatest talk radio network show, that the people behind the Rush Limbaugh show bungled that whole thing. They had to know that he was
passing by.
He's passing by. And to go this long without getting a new show.
But they're not making the decisions. The people behind the scenes are not making the decisions.
But so what they've been doing
is my bosses are
they've been running best of shows with clips of Rush in it.
And you can't do that.
And a lot of the stations went, look, how long are you going to do this? We need to move on to the next thing. And that's what WVMT did.
Let me tell you, it doesn't seem like this. Of course it doesn't, but 20 years ago, Rush Limbaugh was the biggest thing in media.
Oh, yeah?
Now, forget about just radio, television, anything out
My
there.
My dad adored him. Listened to every single day.
He, that's why he was making $50 million a year. Yep. My goodness, man.
Yep.
It's insane.
By the way, Blue Bombers football tomorrow as they face the Saskatchewan Rough Riders at Winnipeg, 8:30 kickoff.
All right, make sure we'll carry that game for you.
I just knew that.
Yeah, I'm sure you did off the top of your head.
Tickets are available. We should go.
Pretty cheap, right?
I'll tell you in a minute.
They're, the $10 seats? Have you been to a Canadian football game, by the way?
I have not, and I've had a chance to go up to Molson Stadium a couple times to see the Alouettes, and I wish I had.
Yeah.
If I got another chance, I absolutely would go. Oh, they have luxury suites named after Manitoba liquor.
There you go.
Liquor and lotteries.
Larry King, Live the King. Larry was great.
Larry King was great. Oh, not Larry King. Live the King.
I thought I said long live the king because he's dead now.
Larry King live. Larry's the king.
Well, it didn't say it said Larry King live the king.
Yeah.
That's why I said live. Yeah, Rush Limbaugh was the smartest man ever in any media.
True.
I don't think some people would not agree with that. Some people would not agree with
no comment.
At all. A couple things I want to get to here. Kemba could be gone.
Yes.
Yeah, well, he is going to be gone. I said how many articles about that?
Sounds good to me.
I just want to know what does it, because how are you going to get rid of him? Nobody's going to pick up that contract with a 10-foot pole. So that means you're going to have to ship off somebody good like a Tatum or a Brown to get that contract gone.
Okay, well, there's no chance that's going
to
happen.
Well, what makes you think there's a chance that Kemba's going to be shopped out to somebody? Who's going to want that contract 4 more years and how much money? Who's going to want that, Rich? There's not a person on earth.
I agree. $73 million. But keep in mind, Kemba has some usefulness. I mean, he did score almost 20 points a game, and he had a bunch of 30-plus games towards the end of the season.
By the way, you stand corrected.
Oh.
It says CFL season's been postponed until August. Next week, the schedule will be announced.
Well, you might want to go to bluebombers.com and have them fix that.
Yeah. But Kemba's going to be gone. I just don't know who would touch him with that contract. Nobody would. So you're going to have to give up Jaylen Brown or do a package deal. Maybe Marcus Smart and him, but I don't know any teams that are so desperate for Marcus Smart that they're going to take Kemba Walker.
No, I have no idea what's going to happen. But it was interesting. One thing that did come out in the last day or two was the sources close to the Celtics were saying that Danny Ainge tried to trade Walker, and they wanted Jrue Holiday back, who ended up with the Milwaukee Bucks. And, of course, they're now in the second round of the playoffs getting their heads handed to them. And apparently Kemba Walker was very sort of hurt and offended by Boston's efforts to trade him, which created a rift in the Walker-Ainge relationship.
Well, that's too bad.
So he's gone. But no, please throw Marcus Smart in. Well, I beg you. But this is going to involve draft picks. They've got. I mean, this is just a albatross on this team financially.
Kevin says, hot take, maybe Bradley Beal forces Washington to trade and wants to play with childhood friend Tatum, and we send out Kemba. But the problem is that Beal wants to be a Laker, I thought, when his contract's up. So
right, that's what I heard.
You're only going to rent them for, what, like a year? Is that what it is? One more year left on that contract. So it's not really worth it. Though I would send Kemba for the one-year rental and then let the contract expire, Rich. I would do something like that, but I don't think Washington would do that. They'd rather just keep Beal, let the contract expire, and have all that free money,
too. Yeah, I can't imagine them doing that. But can you imagine Walker's going to get $36 million next year and almost $38 million the year after, and he plays half the games.
But that's just 2 years. How many? He's got 3 or 4 years left.
No, he has 2 years left for a total of $73 million.
No, we're not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole.
No, well, unless you entice him with some draft picks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and Porzingis, says intern 12.
Nah, you don't want him either.
No, I don't either. I agree. But you do need a big, but he's not the kind of big you want.
Honest question, do you think Burlington is a larger market in Vermont or Maine or New Hampshire could ever support a major pro franchise similar to Green Bay?
Well, Green Bay is what, three times the size of Burlington? I mean, have you ever been to Green Bay? It's really small.
I've been to Green Bay.
Yeah, it's not a big place.
How many people live in Green Bay, though?
About 100,000.
No. What is wrong with you? 100,000?
All right.
There's more than 100,000.
Yeah. Green Bay. I mean, Vermont, we almost have a million people here in Vermont.
No. We have about 600,000.
600,000.
In the state of Vermont?
It's the whole state, 600,000.
You better check again.
Population of Green Mountain. I'll be right on both fronts. Psych. We get to double blast it.
Go ahead.
Green Bay population as of yesterday, 104,777.
See, I'm going to punch you in your throat.
I hate it when I'm right and you're wrong.
104,000 could have a Major League NFL franchise. But I can't get double A here with the Lake Monsters, is what you're telling me.
No, the Green Bay situation is because of when they came into the league. There were all kinds of tiny cities across the Midwest that had teams.
Green Bay Meat Packers, I think, is what they were. Yeah.
State population of Vermont, 623,989.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm right again. Oh, Arnie. That must hurt.
I thought it was like 800,000 to a million.
Oh.
It was 800,000 when I moved here in 2001.
Right, and we've lost that many?
That's cows, Arnie. 800,000 cows.
Wow, Mr. Jericho.
No, it's true. There's more cows than people here.
So you don't think, we can't support a pro franchise.
No, Green Bay with 104,000, that is about 2.5 times the size of Burlington. Can you imagine that Green Bay is only 2.5 times the size of Burlington?
We did have the Vermont Frost Heaves, though.
Oh, yeah.
We did. And Barry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And occasionally
Alex
in Burlington.
Wolf.
Yeah. We should get Alex Wolf on the air,
by the way.
He's a great guy.
He is a good guy. How many people do you think live in Burlington total?
Well, the Burlington and the surrounding area or just Burlington, period?
Big difference.
Burlington. Just Burlington.
100,000?
What? It's 40,000.
42,545.
That's the highest it's been in years.
I thought this whole area was like 400,000.
It is. I would say it's probably 250.
Okay. So I've been a little bit over on everything.
Plattsburgh?
No, not Plattsburgh. I'm just talking about Burlington.
Essex, Colchester.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Mules Gore.
We know that you like to exaggerate. We've heard you say a quarter of a bill. So.
Yeah, thank you. Right. Well, Plattsburgh said Green Bay also covers Milwaukee. No, it does not, because Milwaukee is a lot bigger, and Green Bay is like a two-hour drive or hour-and-a-half drive.
Yeah, it's a ways away. Yeah.
They used to play home games in Milwaukee.
Yeah, two games a year.
Yeah, at County Stadium, I think it was.
Shane says the Frosties won a championship too, Arnie.
Yes, they did. And every year, they seemed like they'd go like 31-2. They were really good.
I was there
good.
For a lot of those games.
Yeah, I went to the games that they played in the Memorial Auditorium. I did the PA announcing, and I had no idea what to say because they had like a 4-point shot, and they had all these crazy rules.
The ABA rules were different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun, though, and we had pretty good crowds.
I did PA in the Barry Auditorium for a couple of games, too.
Well, this is riveting radio. Anyway, this is our life.
Wow. Yeah. I was going to get to more Bruins stuff, but how much can you talk about how much they stink?
Well, maybe their golf game will improve since they're playing it right now as we speak.
I mean, it's another disappointing season for your Bruins.
Well, I think that's the key word, is disappointing.
I would say disappointing is too aggressive on this, because I think that's exactly where we had them. Seventh or eighth best team in the league.
They were the third place team in the division.
Yeah. The only problem is they came into that Islanders series with so much momentum. I mean, did we really feel like the Bruins were the eighth best team in the NHL 2 weeks ago?
Yes, I did.
I thought they were better.
By the way, next year, keep it the way it is with the divisions or go back to way the old. So what I even forgot the old division now, Rich. Who would leave? Get Buffalo.
Let's see. The Bruins were with Buffalo.
We'd get Montreal.
Montreal, Toronto.
Buffalo, Montreal, Toronto.
Who else was in that division?
We forgot already. Howard is wrong with us. It's been like that for how long? Did we just forget because they changed it 1 year? I think I want to go back to the old division.
Agree.
But the only reason you're saying that is because we played only divisional games for so much. You know what I mean?
What they were, they had. Oh, that's right. Tampa was in it. And Florida was in it. It was the Lightning, the Bruins, the Leafs, the Canadiens, and the Panthers.
I could get the Florida teams out. Yeah. I could do without them.
Well, geographically, they made no sense.
I'd rather get Pittsburgh in there. Maybe
and the
get
Red
the Rangers.
Wings. Red Wings were also in it, and the Sabres and Ottawa. So yeah, you had 8 teams in the Atlantic Division.
18.
But the difference was that you played all those other teams, too. You went on the West Coast trips and played the Ducks and the Kings. And
I think I want to go back to the old.
I just don't feel like playing the same 18. I don't want to play the Rangers, Islanders, Leafs, Canadians. I don't want to play them every night.
Yeah, I know.
After a while, I'd seen enough of those teams.
But if you could keep the division but have the full schedule, then you're okay with that.
Right. I mean, when was the last time the Bruins played Calgary and Edmonton? I mean, two plus years ago.
Yeah. Well, we'll get back to that. I think they're going to go back to the original divisions. You know what? They may make a few tweaks, though. They may try to make things better geographically if they're going to go ahead and change it one more time.
Well, just make sure you put lots of Bruins games at the Bell Center on Saturday nights.
All right.
Nothing better.
802-655-6672 if you want to go jump on in.
Real quick.
Yes.
Last question.
Yes.
What is the American population? The whole country.
The whole country.
Whole country.
They're all listening to my show, Quarter of a Bill. let's say, 10 billion? I don't know.
Wait a minute. It's a lot. 10 billion?
Is that too many?
It's nowhere. It's not even near a billion.
Oh, it's like 325 million?
I would say you're very close to that.
You're close. You're close. 328 million.
Wow. What a guess.
You missed it completely, and then you nailed it.
328.2 million.
Including the 7 in Buell's Gore.
Somebody from Missouri just had 330 million.
Nice.
Look at that. Well, I was close. What did I say? 300 what?
325. Well, that was after you said 10 billion.
I said 328.
Yeah. No, you said 325.
Did I?
You were $3.2 million light.
Yeah. I don't know why I said 3 billion. I knew it was right around there, though. I was close.
You were close. I'll give you that.
Want to give away Sox tickets or what?
Oh, yes. Let's go.
Oh, by the way, there's 8 billion people on Earth.
Okay.
There you go. So that's what I thought you meant. Let's give away Red Sox tickets. We'll give it away to caller number 12, since it's intern 12 today.
Sure.
Well, how about caller number 420?
That'd be too long.
Hell no.
We'd be here until next week.
When's the game? When's the game?
Saturday night.
Saturday night against the Blue Jays.
There you go.
It's not Saturday afternoon.
Saturday afternoon, yeah.
3 o'clock start.
It's a 4 o'clock start.
That's awesome.
Yep.
All right, so start calling now. Caller number 12 at 802-655-6672. I got some national stuff to get to, some Patriot stuff to get to, more Celtics, all that. Coming up next, you're in the huddle. 101.3 the game. I don't get that one.
I have no idea what
I don't get that one.
Lane Bryant.
Who's that?
Bryant is a clothing line for large women.
Oh, we wouldn't know that.
Oh, yeah, like our audience knows that. Hey, here's the clothing line for large women.
Isn't it Big Bone? Bryant?
Is it plus size? Isn't that the way you're supposed to say it?
Big Bone.
Plus size.
Yeah, you're winning friends and influencing people today, man. Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Lucy just said dead air, didn't hear it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, look at that.
Well, you didn't miss a thing.
You didn't miss a damn thing. So there you go.
Is that possible? That was all not played?
Yeah. There you go. TJ's looking at the board now. Doesn't know what the hell this is.
Hopefully the boss isn't evaluating the broadcast today.
Jonathan said stick to Fauci. Did anybody hear that one or what? Let us know, or was it dead air?
Well, if he said stick to Fauci, he probably heard it and didn't like it.
Yeah. 802-655-6672. Did you hear it dead air or did it come through?
And who won the Sox tickets?
Yeah, who won the Sox tickets? We got to do that.
Ben Cammons.
Where is he?
Oh, he's from Fletcher.
Ben from Fletcher.
Ben from Fletcher.
Yes, we know him.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ben from Fletcher.
Wow, those are gold, man. Box seats for a Saturday Sox game. Wow.
I was ready to go to Ben from Fletcher on the
on the line here, but he hung up on us.
Montreal didn't hear it. Lucy on Twitch didn't hear it. Montreal heard it.
Wait a minute.
Jonathan said it was there.
Okay.
So I hope I got all that right. I'm trying to guess on that. I'm not sure.
So Montreal heard it, and Montreal also didn't hear it.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
There you go. So you figure it out.
So congratulations to Ben from Fletcher.
No, Montreal didn't hear it. It says no audio.
Right. And we have another pair of tickets to give away sometime in the next 20
minutes. Oh, it's going to be the end of the segment. All right, I'll give you a hint. It's going to be the end of the segment. So that's when we're going to go ahead and give it away. Streaming now, no audio. And someone said, I heard it fine. So it's a hit and miss. I don't know.
I think basically what happens is if you're streaming it, you didn't hear it. If you aren't streaming it, you're listening on live radio, you probably did.
Did you guys look at the preseason schedule I sent you out?
Gee, I was staying up at night wondering when that was coming out.
Well, it kind of came out. You just now have the times and the dates and all that stuff. You don't think that's important? You don't care about the preseason schedule?
I care about it because I want to see Mac Jones.
Well, the Patriots will play Washington on August 12th at home.
Okay.
They'll play at Philadelphia on the 19th and then at the New York Giants.
Right, as they always do.
The 29th.
They always finish with the Giants.
So they'll get a big gap in between off the Giants. Let me give you their schedule and see who they play. I can figure this out. Well, the Jets will play at the Giants on the 14th at Green Bay and then Philadelphia. Trip. So they got two road games also.
I'm sorry, somebody say Philadelphia?
Yeah, Philadelphia. Okay. You guys have Pittsburgh, New England, and then at the Jets. So you'll the 12th, the 19th, and the 27th. So everybody with that, I like that there's only three preseason games.
The 19th of August?
Yes.
Yeah.
I guarantee you the players are happy about three games.
I'll be in Pennsylvania.
Too. You will?
I will be
there. Oh, there you go. You spend $400 to watch a meaningless game that nobody plays.
Wow.
I'll get a media pass.
The Giants, by the way, play the Jets at Cleveland and then the Patriots. So that's what you're going to get to them. But the full schedule came out. You can find it on Twitter. And you don't like preseason football at all.
No, I do. It gets me excited for the Patriots season. I'm just saying right now it's June and it's baseball and hockey time.
Let me tell you why.
A little bit of basketball.
Preseason football means a lot to me. Because back when my family didn't have a lot of money, we had no money, and we wanted to go to a football game, we would get free tickets to a preseason game. And it usually would be the Rams-Cowboys. It was the LA Times preseason game they play every year. It was one of six preseason games, and tickets would be free all over the place.
Yeah.
You would get yourself a couple of tickets and you'd go to the game. That's the only way I'd go to a football game, Rich. I couldn't afford to go to a real football game, a regular season game.
That was never a problem growing up as a Patriots fan because Schaefer Stadium was completely empty and you'd pay $20 and pick your aluminum seat to sit on.
No, it was, we went the poor way. We had to get the free tickets. But, you know, a lot of kids, that's the only time you can go was for the preseason. Football's expensive. How much is the cheapest seat to get you into a Patriot game? Probably about 85.
Bet it's close to 100 bucks.
That's not that bad.
The nosebleeds.
See, baseball's still the best deal. I think $10 for, I think like Dodger Stadium has $10 seats.
Oh, yeah, I'm
incredible.
Sure deep in the bleachers. Of course, it depends on the team. If you're going to see the Colorado Rockies, it's going to be cheap.
I was going to say, Milwaukee has like $1 seats or like on Wednesdays or something.
Well, that's because they just wanted to get you in so you can drink 19 beers at $12 a pop.
Yeah. My dad worked for Pennsylvania Power and Light, and so he got football tickets, but Phillies tickets all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And we would go, and then they had another deal where employees of the power company could get discounted Phillies tickets.
Yeah, that's how you would do things out there.
You know.
Someone said, I enjoy the Hall of Fame game. Yeah, I
just get started. Yeah,
it does, but I kind of do enjoy that.
Oh, look, I there's nothing greater than a Sunday afternoon in the fall with football. I have trouble getting into it right now. I'm very excited about Mac Jones, and I'm very excited about the Pats defense. I think they're going to be a better team. They're not going to win the Super Bowl, but they're going to be much improved this
year. Well, first of all, when it comes to the Patriots, okay, I'm not feeling good about them.
I know you're not.
I'm thinking still about 5-6 wins. I'm like one of the few that thinks it's
five
going way
wins
under.
So you're saying they're going to go 5-12.
Yeah, I'm thinking right about that.
5-12.
I think they should give Mac Jones the start from day one
and
not even mess with Cam Newton.
If he comes in and just looks completely discombobulated, you can't start him in day one.
They're going
against
to.
Against Miami, too, that great defense.
They're going to.
By the way, they won't even make him number one now. With Cam out there, they're making Stidham number one. That's just the Belichick thing, to be honest with you.
And yesterday there was an article that said Cam Newton was in the top 20 of the NFL quarterbacks. I'm like, are you, who wrote this?
That's ridiculous.
What planet are you
Some
on?
Some guy who started drinking at about 3 in the morning.
Kevin said, but Arnie is feeling good about Miami. Yeah, Kevin, I am.
5-13. I am. 5-12.
Yeah.
Are you back together with Tua? Have you guys, I know you broke it off there for a while.
I'm back together with him.
What can we bet that the Patriots will not go 5-12 next year? I love easy money.
I say 6 tops.
Okay, I will give you that one too.
Yeah.
What can we bet?
I don't know. Let me think about that.
If the Patriots go 5-12.
Or 6-11. Give me one game leeway here.
You'll shave your head. Oh, wait a minute.
If the Patriots do better than 6-11, Arnie has to sleep on the grass over at the Bulls.
Rich will do that without that. The Hall of Fame game is fun to training camp, but the fourth final week is just so dull and boring.
Right.
Well, now there's only 3 weeks. Right. Now there's only the three.
Right. There's a little bit more urgency to get it right.
Cade says, I love the preseason because as Jets fans, it's the most competitive games we play in all year.
True.
That's true.
Yeah. Text of the day.
I would rather go to name a college and the worst game on that team's schedule than go to a preseason game.
Jason said the Patriots are going to be 9-8.
That's possible.
Nah, I don't think so.
I'm thinking 10-7.
Especially with their murderous schedule, too. They got a murderous schedule.
They do?
Yeah.
They do for about a month.
A chunk of it. Yeah, like 2 months.
About two-thirds of the way in through the season, things get tricky.
You know, I'm going back to 5-12. Forget 6-11.
Yeah, I'll bet anything.
Colin, I think, has him at 9-8. Or right around there.
Yeah.
He hasn't done his official picks yet, but
because that's really important what he thinks.
That's Colin Coward.
Forecasting football, because he's always right.
Quarter of a bill.
Where Colin was wrong, and where Colin was wrong again.
Yeah. Quarter of a bill. All right. We have more Red Sox tickets to give away. Is this for Saturday's game, too, also? Wow.
Yes, sir.
And this is the boss's seats, too? Are they going to sit with the last winners?
Yes, sir.
The four of them are all.
So they're all going to sit together.
Ben and Fletcher will sit next to the people who are about to win.
Who wants to sit next to Ben and Fletcher? Who wants to sit next to Ben and Fletcher? We'll take the 12th caller right now at 802-655-6672. That's 802-655-6672.
My intern 12 is getting all pissy.
He's like, I got to do this again.
I have to leave my chair.
Yeah. All right,
your caller won. Yeah. Try again.
If you want to sit next to Ben and Fletcher, we'll give away the tickets to the game, which is for Saturday.
Afternoon.
And it's a 4:10 start.
What's the Blue Jays?
Oh, you can go to out for dinner afterwards and get a hotel.
Cask and flagging.
Oh, jeez.
Absolutely.
Kevin said, have them carpool together. There you go.
Yes.
We'll come back. We'll get to the scraps. The last story standing. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game.
Hey. You love collecting trading cards of the players you love. Well, get ready for the players you hate with the most hated players in the NBA trading card collection. Each pack is filled with players you hate.
Kyrie Irving. I hate that guy.
You'll absolutely hate the most hated players in the NBA trading card collection.
Anybody want to trade me something for this Kevin Durant card? I'll take anything, even an old sock.
Plus, the holy grail of them all, LeBron James.
A LeBron James card?
You don't like him as a player, son?
No, he's fine. But we don't see eye to eye on many political issues.
The most hated players in the NBA trading card collection. In stores now.
I'm glad we got that one in.
Somebody's dad really worked hard on that.
I'm glad we got that one in. Do we have the winner of the Red Sox tickets?
We absolutely do. And that winner is Tom Drew, and he's on the line.
Tom, are you there, Tom? You're probably
Yes, I am.
Hey, Tom.
Congratulations.
Saturday's off, but I have this Saturday off.
Oh, nice.
So do you happen to know Ben from Westford by any chance?
Fletcher.
I will by...
He said, I will by the end of Saturday.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You
have a good time,
will
you guys.
Because,
have a good time.
You'll be sitting right next to him on the 20th row behind the visitor's dugout.
That is awesome. That is absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
First time texter, I got my second shot a few days ago. All day, I lost my feelings in my legs and fingers. What a trip feeling. Today, it's my chest.
Wow.
I'm scared, but wanted to listen to the show today. However, Moderna is trying to take me out.
Wow.
Wow. He's having a tough time.
Well, you're
get
earning.
Through it, big boy. Get
you're,
through it.
You're earning your freedoms.
Yeah, get through it. Ford Networks want Alex Smith as their analyst this year.
Yeah, he's a pretty articulate guy, and does he have a story to tell.
The NBA told the Nets, cut the crap. Don't have that shot clock when every time Giannis steps to the foul line. Because, you know, you only have 10 seconds to shoot a foul shot, Rich.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and they have a shot clock that goes with 10 seconds, and he holds the ball for like 13, 14 seconds. So the NBA said cut the crap.
Holiday and Middleton might want to wake up because Giannis can't do it all himself.
Did you hear Jordan Love saying, hey, the Packers drafted me to play quarterback. Yeah. If Aaron Rodgers isn't here, I'm going to be ready to go. And people are like getting all up in arms. I'm like, what do you want him to say?
Right. I don't want to play.
Aaron's not coming in. We're screwed. I suck, so I don't know what we're going to do. We're in trouble. We're big time trouble.
The media.
What do you want him to say? He's got to be confident. Like, hey, I'm ready to go.
Yep.
Game one.
There's a reason he was picked in the first round.
There you go. All right, TJ, let's get the last story standing. What do you got for us for last story?
Wacky or insightful? We've saved the best for last. It's time for Last Story Standing on The Huddle on 101.3 The Game.
Well, this obviously seems like something you could be fired for, but maybe not. Right before the pandemic hit in March, a 66-year-old guy in England named Colin Kane called in sick to work.
Cocaine for short.
Right. And then later that day, he got caught hanging out at a bar.
Oh, gee, that's never happened before here in the States.
So his company fired him.
Was he shocking.
He sleeping in the grass?
He's a heavy smoker. He has a lung condition. And when his boss called him on a Monday, he said he had to stay in bed all day. But then someone spotted him out in a bar drinking and smoking while he was, still out sick on Tuesday. They fired him for it.
Wow.
But then he sued for wrongful termination.
Oh, I like this guy.
And the judge just...
Sue. Always sue.
The judge just ruled. He should not have been fired.
Oh, I love that judge.
So he's getting $4 billion.
He must be a salesman.
The company's handbook doesn't...
Wow.
The company's handbook doesn't specifically say you can't go out and socialize in public if you've called in sick, and that's why the judge sided with him. He's due back in court soon to see how much money the company has to pay for his wrongful termination.
Oh, I like that.
Man. Wow.
That's why we don't fire the sales staff at all.
Oh,
that is.
As you would say, what's the difference? They're not going to be here anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't say that. That's Arnie's thought.
Wow. No, you said it.
Oh, I love those guys. If we didn't have commercials, we wouldn't have a job.
That's true.
Keep that in mind.
Meanwhile, a $600 fine has been issued after a gender reveal party led to a wildfire in Alberta, Canada.
Haven't heard about this before.
Oh, in Alberta.
Travis Fairweather, a wildfire information officer, says the party was taking place about 10 kilometers west of Fort McMurray on May 31st.
Oh, that's up there.
An exploding target full of blue or pink powder didn't reveal the baby's gender. It started a significant blaze.
Oh, jeez.
The fire grew to the size of about a half of a Canadian Football League field. 10 wild and firefighters were dispatched to put it out, and, now there's going to be a huge fine.
I believe half of a Canadian football field, correct me if I'm wrong,
yards.
Is 55 yards.
No, it'd be, is it 110?
Yes.
Okay, so 55.
Okay.
What do we got on the radio tonight, big boy?
We have Red Sox baseball. It'd be nice if they get one. I don't want to play Houston anymore. The Astros have just been handing the Sox their butts for the last couple of weeks. And they will try to salvage one out of three at Fenway tonight. We'll have the pregame in 15 minutes.
All right. For intern 12, for TJ, for Rich, Arnie will wrap up tomorrow and the whole week. Enjoy the night in the huddle. What about point to the game?